can imagine having a job where you can do that for a living, going out and connecting with people and sharing something that can change their whole life. And along that line, I'd like to just share one more story. A while back, Valerie and I were at Costco, and I was just kind of walking along, looking for the next sample. And I looked behind, and Valerie was engaged with this lady that I'd never met, and after some conversation, I walked back and I says, "Who's that lady?" And Valerie says, "I don't know." And yet there was a real connection going on. And that lady, she was dressed very, very nice. Nice coat on, had a hat. Older woman, was just very, very handsome, striking looking. And Valerie said that she just went up, put her hand on her shoulder, and just said, "I just got to say, you really, really look nice today." And the lady had just come from a funeral. And anyway, I remember looking at the face of that lady after Valerie was walking, you know, away, and she just looked really happy. And so, I just that's another reason I love her. And I'll just say, last Thursday was our 41st anniversary, and I like me best when I'm with her. And I think that's just a neat thought to share. When I first met her, I was attracted to her because she just made me feel good and still does. So anyway, I've got a really good friend I met not quite a year ago that's changed my life. I think one of the critical things that you can have in life is somebody that can be your teacher, be your coach. In fact, if you really, really want to be successful in the NICHIM business, I think there's just a few basic things. One is just, you got to want to. You got to look at this. In Think and Grow Rich, it talks about just having a definiteness of purpose, a burning desire, just really, really want to do it, and you must be driven, just a white hot burning desire. If you want something bad enough, you'll get it. The next thing is kind of what I was just mentioning. Have somebody to show you the way. If you can get plugged in with people that are already going where you want to go, you know, to be to have a mentor, and every mentor needs a mentor. Leaders need leaders. And so just being coachable, being willing to truly listen to the masters and follow them and just stay on focus. The next thing is be about your business. Just plain go to work. Everybody that's really successful, they work at it really hard. And if you just kind of think around and look at people that are making six figures or more, generally they work really hard. Now, the thing I love about NICHIM is NICHIM will actually, frankly, it'll mess up your mind because you don't know whether you're working or not. I've been confused since I've been in NICHIM. I can't tell whether my work is my play or my play is my work. And I think that is when you're really, really happy, is you really love what you're doing. And I believe if you really look at it fundamentally, that the greatest happiness, the greatest joy in life is to give someone else joy. And that's our whole modus operandi. It's all about going out and making a difference. What an awesome thing. But Vigo, he's an amazing guy. He will just lighten up a room when he comes in. I don't think he has anybody that's not a friend, basically. He's just a guy that connects with people very easily. And on top of that, he is absolutely in love with business. got a business partner, and when I met Jim Peck for the first time, he just said, Vigo is a force to be reckoned. That's a fun way to kind of share the thought. But he's over 40 years plus been very successful in just helping people be successful in business, to the point that several businesses have hit Inc. 500 status and even Inc. 100 status. And so I guess the newest thing would be just Nikan specifically. He's been using some of the products that have had a remarkable difference, and I think that's maybe a lot why he's on the phone, because he's gaining a real passion for what Nikan can do to touch lives, and so he's here to help us more effectively touch more lives. One thing about success, it's fun to have it sooner than later, and it's great to have more of it than less of it. And so all of us, I feel we have a moral obligation to become as wealthy as we possibly can, because particularly in Nikan, as Rabbi Lapin says, every dollar is a certificate of service rendered. And so let's go offer more service. Vigo, tell us how to make a bigger difference in the world.
Well, I think you hit on it, Dave, is that's giving service. And I can't think of a better company and better products than what I've been able to find that have changed my life personally are the Nikan products. They've just helped me dramatically with all of my pains and things that I've done to my body over the years. And I'm just totally amazed at how quickly I can see changes in people by just testing, like the M-strides and different things like that. So it's been interesting. When I retired my last time, my wife said, I sat around the house for about 6 weeks. She said, could finally go do something. And so I decided to take some of the knowledge that I had built over 40 years of helping businesses grow and become successful. As you mentioned, I have four companies, I have four plaques on my wall that shows that I'm in the 500, the fastest growing companies in a year. Interesting program where there's about 27 million businesses for that, those awards. But I decided to sit down and say, okay, you know, what industry really needs help to understand the basics of getting people to buy their products? And that was the network marketing business. And so when I did write a book on Vigo's success to network marketing, a very simple book that takes you through six steps that you need to do to understand how to build a business. I was just talking to a young man last night that was a human being more. I'm in Idaho Falls today. A human being more. And he says, you know, I've been in this business 9 years and haven't really done anything. I mean, I had zero people. And he says, now I have six business partners that I'm working with. They're all actively doing the same thing, and my organization has grown to 60 people in less than 4 months by just being able to follow a system. And that was my whole thought was, gosh, anytime I hired anybody in the business, I would interview them first. I didn't upchuck about my product or upchuck about my company. I would just sit down with them and have an interview. And in the system, I teach people how to have an interview with people, how to do a script, how to talk to people. I'm glad you brought up the whole part about meeting people, and this is something that's really important to me. I used to buy, there was some place called J.J. Newberry's, and some people are old enough to remember it, most people aren't. They're like a JCPenney's, and they used to have a food counter. And I would go there, and they had the greatest grilled cheese sandwiches I'd ever eaten. And so every chance I had a chance to go there, I would go there. And one day I was sitting at a counter having my grilled cheese sandwich, and I happened to notice an older gentleman that was also having a grilled cheese sandwich. And one thing I've always learned in teaching people how to talk to people is be within the environment that you're in first, and then you can go onto whatever direction we wanted. And so he was eating the grilled cheese sandwich, I was eating it, and I said, "Boy, you know, they make the greatest grilled cheese sandwiches here at this AJ Newry." He says, "Oh, I know." He says, "Every Thursday I come here to have a grilled cheese sandwich." And so me being my outgoing personality, I put out my hand and I said, "Well, my name is Vigo." And he said, "Vigo?" And I said, "Yes, just my brother's name is Vigo." And I said, "Oh, really?" And he said, "What's your last name?" And I said, "Madsen." He said, "Vigo Madsen, that's my brother's name." As we talked, I found out this man was my great uncle. He was the brother to my grandfather. I had never met him, never got to know him, but if I hadn't talked about grilled cheese sandwich first and get to know him, and fortunately I got to spend 3 more years corresponding and being involved in talking with him and got to know a lot about my family because of that. So it's so important to get to know people. Again, as I said, in my system, I teach people how to break down barriers very quickly, how to talk to people about being involved. And then I said, "Well, okay, what are the 6 things that I trained people in my business before when I used to hire people?" And the first one was getting good commitment from them. And that's what we try to do is, okay, if you're going to be committed, how much time are you going to spend in your business? And people will say 15 to 20 hours. And I always ask, so right now you have 15 to 20 hours free to spend in your business? Most of the time they will say, or think about, "Well, maybe not." They say, "Well, maybe I have 10, and that's my goal, is get people to spend 10 hours building their business. Then start training them how to do what they're supposed to do in those 10 hours. We just say, "Well, good, just go do this. This is what you're supposed to do." We don't work with them. So my next step is to be able to help prepare people. What do you say? I look at trying to find 5 business people you want to be in business with. And we have a form to qualify them. And they send that to their A. Now the A knows exactly who they're talking about and about this person. And they help the B understand, maybe this is a good business partner, maybe they're not a good business partner. But if they are, then you're able to have a 3-way call, an ABC call, and the B is able to edify the A because they've practiced it. They practiced on how to talk about the A and why the people should listen to the A. And then from there, the A takes over and takes them through a very set process. I've spent years teaching companies to build scripts for what they say. The scripts are really important because it keeps you on track where you want to go. If you're on track where you want to go, then your C, if you're doing an ABC call, knows where they're going to go. And so they're able to ask some very simple questions about the person. And almost like an interview. I had somebody on I was doing a 3-way call with. I guess now it's been about 4 or 5 months ago, and I was just talking to her. He turned her over to me, and I said, "Well, how are you doing today?" She says, "Oh, I'm really nervous." And I said, "Well, what are you nervous about?" She says, "I've never been interviewed before to be a business partner." Here she was in a very professional arena trying to find out if she qualified to be a business partner. And so we went through my little questions of the 5 questions. What is there you'd like to change in your life? Change it. What would it look like? What are you doing now to try and change it? If it changed the way you wanted it to look, how would life be different on a scale of 1 to 10? How bad do you want to do that? And then she would start giving me scores. And if they've got scores of 8, 9s, and 10, these are a great potential business partner to be working with. And then saying, "Okay, if we can show you how you can have these goals and wants that you have outlined for me, is there any reason we can't go forward?" 90% of the people say, "No, there's no reason." 80% will always ask you how much it costs. But you're able to go forward and you start showing them. Now, in my case, I teach people that they need to understand the business that we're in. We are in a business of building home-based businesses. Can I have them make a piece of paper and draw a box somewhere? Anyone on the paper? And I said, "That's your business. We'll train you how to build a business and enjoy some of the tax advantages, the owner tax advantages by having that home-based business, and we'll help you be successful. And as you're successful, we will help you and others, draw three more boxes anywhere on the piece of paper. And now draw a line from those boxes to your box. Those are people who you've helped build other businesses, and they get to enjoy the tax advantages. The beautiful thing about it is you now start getting an override or a commission. Now draw three more boxes for each one of those boxes. They do that, and I said, now you can also get commissions on those bases, on those businesses. How many businesses would you like to have?
Lots of them.
Right. I'll say, that's right, a lot. That's the number one answer. And then I said, what we use for our company, our home-based business, is we have made a relationship with a company called Meakin. And it's a multi-billion dollar company, and they have some unique products. And one of the unique products they've done is they've come out with an insole that they sold over $1 billion worth of this product in Japan. And now they've given us the opportunity to start marketing it here in the United States. And if you want to take a few minutes, I can show you how energy medicine works. Do a muscle test with them, show them how that works. And we have products that meet all of the areas that are bothering people today. That's the economy, their retirement, health, and the environment. And the reason we've chosen this company is because it's the only company that meets all those four needs that people want to know about. Are there any questions? They say no. And then I say, okay, I'd like to ask you three questions. Very simple. You can do nothing. Life will stay the same. Excuse me. Or you can enjoy the products, and the person that invited you on this phone call can tell you about those products. You can learn more about them and become a preferred customer. Or you can enjoy the products, the benefits of those products. You can become a business partner with the person who invited you to be on this call, because they wanted you to be a business partner, and this is why, if you want to go down the assessment, this is why they want to be a business partner. And you'll be able to help others do the same thing so that you can reach the goals and dreams that you outlined for me at the very beginning. Which would you prefer? We're getting anywhere between 85 to 90% of the people saying, well, we want option number three. From there, now, people who are a B know exactly what they need to do because they have gone to step three. They have now started to practice and act. They know exactly what to do. And now they're a mentor. And they can teach the person how to do the exact same thing they did by just following a system of here's what you do in step one, commit it. Here's what you do in step two, prepare. Step three, act. Then present. You're now the mentor, so you'll have to present. But if you've listened to your mentor do it at least three or four or five times, you know what the script is. It's very easy to follow. You write your own script. You talk about your testimony of the products. And then ask them the question. And I think I told you, I got a young man here. It's been 9 years. He's here in Idaho. And how big his organization now has grown to 60 people. And he has found six people to be business partners with him. And he says, this has changed my whole philosophy and what I'm doing. I'm actually a business owner, and I train my people how to be business owners. And it just makes the system so much simpler. Well, that's what I've done, Dave, is put this together in a program. I've written the book for it. People can order the book. It's $29 on indigo.com, or they can get the whole training kit of being able to just follow all of the systems in the paper very easily. We've got a couple of people. I make a big chart that people can put on their wall, and it gives them exactly what they're supposed to do in the six steps. And now some of the people that they're in the process of doing today, day two, their business plan, the things they want, their goal sheet, their visualization, and they've actually added a sheet to it by saying, well, this is what I want. Here are the steps I need to take to be able to get me there. And they've added it as part of their goals and wants sheet. So it made me feel good about it, but they're really excited about the things that they've been able to do with it. And what's happened coming in and changing their organization. I don't know if that's what you want me to talk about, Dave, but...
That's pretty powerful stuff. In fact, specifically, getvigo.com/mstride, and that's got some extra stuff there, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's, they get a discount on the kit itself. I believe there's a discount for the book also there. And they can also they can download for free the what I call my needs, wants, and goals sheet that you can ask people about it. And one of the things we talked about, I just did a training here about scripts and how to use scripts. And we talked about, point, you get on the phone with somebody you haven't known for years but you'd like to be in business with. You filled out a pre-assessment. You sent it to your aide. Go over it and see what you're going to do. Practice what you're going to say to this person. And as we were practicing, a lot of people would go, oh, you know, they say, what are you doing? And how are things going? And the person finds out about them. And then you'll do that enough. As Clay Stevens says, if you're interested in people that are being interesting, it's amazing how they'll interact with you much more. And sooner or later in that conversation, they will ask you what you're doing. And everybody wants to just immediately talk about the business. And I said, no, talk about a conversation. Tell them about your family. Tell them about what you're doing. Tell them about how things are going in life. Oh, and by the way, I've started a new company. One thing, I've got a little thing where I show them how they can put it in front of their mouth, like a, if you've ever seen the Austin Powers movie, where his son can kind of say something and he would put his fingers in front of him. Taught them how to stop when they asked and said that question. I started a new business. And wait a few seconds before you start on to something else. And the people usually ask, well, what is it? Well, you're interested. I'm so glad that you're interested because I thought about you, about being a business partner with me, and the reason why. And they can just go right down their assessment sheet. Because of your integrity, you were great in high school, smart person, and I would just love to be in business with you. And the person again will probably ask, well, what is it? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we have a call or let's have a meeting with one of my other business partners? Not Upline, not another distributor, my other business partner. That adds credibility to the fact that you are in business. And let's see if this really is a fit for you. That makes it so simple, and now they know they're on a call. They're there to meet somebody, whoever's been edified, the A. And the A is there to talk to them about business, just like you would be in any other business. You interview people. You talk to them a little bit. You find out about them. You've got their application. In this case, would be the assessment from the B. You ask questions, and then you ask them things about themselves and what they would like to achieve. And you try to say, will my company help you reach it? After they've made a decision, that's when you start training. One thing I try to teach people is you don't train people until after you've hired them. I would never have trained somebody in another job. Hey, tomorrow, everything I'm going to do is my fault. By the way, would you like the job? You don't do that. Just do that process and then get it. And then you know what you've done as an A, and your B knows what they're supposed to do after they've had the call. They've already done all their practice. They know how to do the website and how to get people involved in what they're supposed to do and how to fill out the application and important. It was very interesting. I had a call with somebody, unfortunately, in Meekin. We were doing a three-way call. And we went through the whole process, and the lady says, well, I want to be a business partner with this other person. We've been friends since we were in kindergarten. I want to be a business partner with her. And I said, well, great. You couldn't pick a better business partner to be in business with. She knows everything you need to know to get started. And the B said, well, wait a minute. You mean you want to be in business with me? And I'm going, oh, whoa, that's not the right answer. And he says, yes, I do want to be in business. And she said, but most of the people I talk to before they start getting into business is I get them to try the products first and see if they like the products. And then I'll see if they want to be in the business. And the lady says, no, I want to be in business now. she was almost trying to talk her out of being in the business, being with her as a business partner. She wanted to be a business partner, and she wanted to talk to him. Sad thing about that was she said, well, I have never really signed somebody up, and I don't know what to do, so we need to get together with somebody else that can help me sign you up. So sad. So sad.
Well, it's exciting because a little knowledge can be very powerful, can't it?
Well, you commit suicide because I've done everything on this thing, and I don't know how to sign these people up. And so that's what my whole system is about, is really teaching people what they need to know and do before they go out and do it. My business is, I never would have sent anybody out to talk about my business or what I did or what I wanted my customers to do without training them a little bit, helping them a little bit, a lot, so that I felt confident that they knew what they do. And again, some people say, well, this seems like it'll take a long time. It could. It could take 6 days. It could take 6 weeks. It could take 6 months. It's up to them. But it's a step-by-step process that they can learn. Check it off. That's what I know. I've been tested on it by my upline on how to do the website. I know how to fill out an application. I know how to get people involved. I know how to talk to them. I've learned how to handle an objection when it comes up. And so it's a very easy step-by-step process of being able to do what you want people to do. And what's great about that is duplicatable. Because once you get somebody new in and you're now a mentor, you know what steps to take them through, and you're not panic-stricken, oh, now what do I do? Okay, I get them to do this, get them to go to the website, I get them to understand that they need to make a list of five people. Don't call those five people yet. You don't know what you're talking about. We'll get to that, and then teach them how to do three-way calls.
Yeah, simple as ABC, and if you're really new, maybe just emphasize what ABC is. A is the expert, you're the mentor, the upline, or crossline, somebody that is the expert. B is you, the new person, and C is the prospect. And myself, after being in NECN for years and years and years, done very well, when I work the business, I become a B, and I let someone else be the expert. One of the big reasons is it works better. but also, when people look at me, they see I could do that, because it isn't all about me. It's about being part of the team, and that's what everybody's looking for anyway. Everybody's looking for a way to be part of a group. That's just the way we're made. And one of the most satisfying things that make life fulfilling is to be together, involved in a great cause. I think that's so much of the purpose. It's just a yearning to do what we do in the service of something that's larger than ourselves. And this is so good. And another thing that is just wonderful is if you can be passionate about what you do, and be a master in it. If you can just decide, I love what I'm doing, and I'm going to be one of the best, that's going to make a big difference. And then just, I don't know, going out and bringing people along, that's a powerful thing. Now, when you're talking to people, one thought is just to throw enough mud on the wall until some of it sticks. I love your idea of five. Could you just elaborate on that a little bit, Vigo?
Sure. And that's just why thank you for explaining the ABC call. I'm sorry I assumed that. But it's interesting. I've got some very interesting statistics that show that if you can sponsor someone that you know, or bring in a business partner that you know, you got about a 10% chance they'll stay in the business. But if you can help them get a business partner that they know, that you may not know, that jumps to 20%. And if that third person finds somebody that they know, that you don't know, and that your person you sponsored know, you now have 40% chance that your number one will do. When you get down to six levels, it's 90%. And so what's great about an ABC call is when you call people, we tell people, call people you know. Well, if you don't know what you're talking about, they'll blow you out of the water right away. And I have found over the years, all it takes is three no's and most people are out of the business right away. So it's not a good way to do it. With an ABC call, you've got two things going. Number one, you've got somebody else that's doing the call, which is really important, who's the expert. And that can be your upline, crossline, accountability partner, whatever, but it's somebody that you can edify. And then, good for the person that the A now edifies the B about, well, you couldn't pick a better business partner than Dave, because Dave understands what it takes to be successful in this business. That now adds credibility for you to the people that you know. One thing they say about people you know, it's great that you know people. The bad thing is that the people know you. And so it's always doing this. And so if we could just continually find five people we really want to be in business with, not who they want to be in business with, but who we want to be in business with. I had this story of a young girl that in the business, the SS industry for a long time, and she was excited and she was using the system, and she had this brand new B, and they went to see a C in the home, and she started asking, talking, and then she started going through the questions about what would you like in life, and what are you doing now to change it? If you could change it, what would it look like? And how would life be different? And she thought, and this lady was talking about trips to Hawaii and being time to spend with her grandkids and travel and all these things. And so she thought she was going to get all kinds of eights and nines and tens. And she didn't. The lady gave her sevens and fives and sixes. And so the A was a little frustrated. She said, well, is there anything in here that you really want to change in your life? She said, no, I'm kind of happy where I am. Health is doing great. You know, I love what I'm doing. And she didn't want to do it. And so she heard her. She said, well, I heard Big Wilma a year and kept saying, walk away, walk away. So she did. She said to the lady very nicely, I guess we really don't have something to share with you. And they started to walk out. And they walked out and left. Thank you very much for your time. And the poor B girl started crying because she thought for sure this person was going to get into the business, like we all think everybody's going to get in the business. That made the A start crying because the B was crying and she felt bad for her. And she said, well, we'll go find somebody else. Don't worry about it. We'll do that. The A went in her car and she was still crying. She sat down and she said, you know, something happened to me. All of a sudden, I realized that I was in business. And it was my business. And I never felt so much empowerment in my life that I was deciding who was going to be in my business instead of me just going out and recruiting people. She said, I did that and got 60 people into my business and 59 of them almost killed me. So I had to keep dragging them along. That's changed her whole organization because now she's finding people she wants to be in business with, whole classmates that she thought of a long time ago, and she uses the ABC call. She calls them, and it makes a big change in bringing those people in.
That's kind of the rifle approach versus the shotgun, just scattering everywhere. And one of the things I think all of us have heard about that is really profound is a study that was done, mathematical, and it was called 6 degrees. That if you or you know whoever you are, any other person in the whole wide world is connected to you by six or less people. And I was reading in a magazine about a year ago that it's actually less than five now because of the new social media and just more communication. That one person and another person, any other person in the world, is connected by less than five people. And so, if you think about that, if you can imagine that the five people that you know that you would most like to be in business with, people that you not just know them, but you like them, you trust them, there's lots of other reasons why you might want them to be in business. With those five, they in turn probably, like everyone, knows hundreds of people, and so that would multiply to hundreds by the second level. By the third, it'd be many thousands, and by the fifth, it'd be everyone in the world. That's absolutely amazing. And so basically, if you go three levels, it's easily you've got a prospect list effectively of 10,000 people. If you can just find a few good people and learn how to ask referrals, which is a skill that you teach very, very well. And so just fundamentally, you've got a worksheet in your kit where you help evaluate why you would like to have those people. And I think that's something that's really powerful, writing down all of the reasons why you would like to have them in business. And you and I have talked about this, Vigo, where if you can actually get on the phone and call a friend and then tell them why you would like to have them in business, which in itself is quite a compliment. You know, just kind of stop here and imagine someone that you like, know, and trust calling you and saying, hey, I really like you, and I want you to consider coming into business with me. That by itself is a compliment. And then if they actually went on and talked about why they would like to have you, why they might say general things like that you're just really ambitious and have a lot of gumption or care about people, or maybe it might be more specific things, but all of those things, at the very least, even if you're totally have a full plate and happy with what you're doing, the worst thing that will happen is you're going to give somebody a compliment, a phone call that will probably they'll remember for years, because sadly not too many compliments are given to other people. And so I think we need to just think of all of our products, but one of the most important magnets is yourself. Just have this magnetic personality that can really touch lives and make them happy, even if the answer is no. Once you do that a few times and you realize that there is no downside to doing this business, and you don't have to ruffle any feathers. All it is just making people happy, and what degree that you're going to make them happy. And then I think one of the most important things that Vigo can bring to us is not to make it a game of chance, but to actually have real skill in what you say and do, and being accountable so that your time is productive and doing the things that matters. And just real basically, the thing that matters is just being connecting with USDA Prime number one prospects. And on my short list is just people that you like, that are ambitious, they're hungry, they're looking for something, and they fundamentally just are good personalities. They have good social skills. People like them. If you have all of those things in place, and my goodness, look around. There's never been a more opportune time to be in the NECAN business, because we really do have what people are looking for. Vigo mentioned at the beginning the needs of everybody, a retirement. Most people my age, there is no retirement. They're looking for their next career, and I think NECAN is just a lot more exciting, having the ownership of your life rather than trying to go get a job somewhere when you're in your 60s. This is so exciting. And also, one of the things I think is just fundamental, with all of these products, you're just going to be healthier. And if you're making lots of money, it's a statistical fact that rich people live longer than broke people. And they're happier, too, especially if they're engaged in such a wonderful cause. So, wow, this is exciting stuff. What else can we talk about, Vigo?
That you said it, Dave. It's amazing that you, if you can do that correctly and give them the compliments and things, and they may or may not be involved. I'm going to say that we get 100% guarantee that they'll be involved. But we got some pretty high numbers right now. It is a compliment to them. And if you think of yourself as a business, we talked a little bit about this in scripting my training this week, that people ask you what you do, be proud of what you do. Be excited about what you do. and learn to not to do a lot of chucking. I mean, if you talk to an attorney tells you they're an attorney. You may ask them what type of an attorney. Or you might talk to a plumber and see if they're a plumber or something. But you don't, when you talk to them and they say, I'm an attorney, you say, what kind of attorney are you? So, well, I'm a corporate attorney. Oh, I need a corporate attorney. They don't grab you by the elbow and take you and sit you down on a table and out a napkin and start writing down what they can do to help you be in corporation. Or a carpenter won't just start drawing your kitchen for you right then. They set up an appointment. Business people set up appointments. Network marketers have a tendency of chucking. And the more you can look like and act like a business, the more people will notice you. More people will say, hey, what do? And you're able to talk to them in a very intellectual manner. So you're interested. This is what I do. Keep it very short and sweet. If they want to know more, set an appointment. That's the whole business about this. And that was a big eye-opener for some of the people today. The sweep of the business is, I am in a business. And why should I be afraid to say, well, I'm in network marketing or I'm into this? So I own a business. And my business is selling health products. Beacon happens to be one of the companies that I represent. Actually, it's the only company, but that's the company I represent. It's no different than anybody owning a dress store or a mechanic store or whatever. They have to have the tools to be able to take care of their customers, and you've got the greatest tools to take care of customers in Beacon. I knighted everybody when I'm having my seminars. I knight everybody to be CEOs. Somebody says, well, I can't be the CEO of Beacon. And I said, I didn't knight you to be the CEO of Beacon. I knighted you to be the CEO of your own company, whatever you want to call it, and you happen to carry products with a company called Beacon. And they kind of got the concept, oh, I'm the CEO of my own company. Yes, I buy products or I purchase products or I have products online. And what's great about Beacon, you don't have to carry an inventory. You don't have to worry about all the accounting. You don't have to worry about paying out for the check. They do all that for you. What a way to have a business, to be able to have all of that done for you instead of having to have a brick-and-mortar business.
That's all upside, no downside. It's amazing.
Right.
I've been in traditional business and, just the licensing and inventory, receivables, payables, interaction with government stuff, especially when you expand and need employees, that's getting more and more precarious. Just the regulations, and all of a sudden, here's Beacon. You think, wow, it sounds too good to be true. It just you can have all the fun, and Beacon does all of the stuff that really, for most people, certainly myself, that I just assume not do. We have all the fun, the people stuff, interacting, and Beacon has created this arena that we go out and perform, doing all that, and they take care of all of the typical business stuff. Just imagine going to another state or even up into Canada or the rest of the world, and you don't even have to deal with international corporate stuff. That's amazing. Wow. So I think you got to go for it.
I was going to say, what we got to do is just go for it. If anybody wants to talk to me at all, they're able to just email me at Gigo, that's D as in Victor, IGGO, at getvego.com. They can email me there. They can leave messages on my website, getvego. And again, I wake up every day with one thing in mind. I want everyone that I know to be in network marketing. And in fact, I'm getting to the point of asking people now, do you happen to belong to a network marketing company? Because this is what's going to save this country, is the small businessman, small businesses that we have. And I can't think of a better way to start a business inexpensively with a phenomenal return. Be able to be a Beacon distributor. And I hope that we can all go out and do that and change the world, change your world, change the world of those who you become business partners with and help them change their business partners' lives. And we will make a great company, and we'll also make a great country.
Oh, boy, let's go for it. Hey, got a couple of minutes. If anybody has just a burning and searching question, you can push star 6, and that'll unmute you, I believe. And are you open to that?
Yes, I'm open.
Hello, good morning, Dave, and good morning, Vico. How are you guys today?
Fabulous.
Good. This is Cheryl from Connecticut. I just want to say that these calls are fantastic. I believe that these calls are part of the healthy mind concept, because when you guys speak and you share your story and you convey such conviction in your voices, and that dreams into my mind and helps me throughout the day to stay focused on what it is that I'm doing here and what it is that we are doing here as a company and just as people. And I just want to say thank you very much. They come in fantastic. They come in handy to me, and I get on every call that I am available for, and I just want to say thank you for that, gentlemen.
Cheryl, thank you so much. And you bring up such a good point. And if you get on these calls and your mind is engaged in that and you've practiced, it gives you this air of confidence, and you start attracting because basically we become what we think about, and what we dwell upon comes to us. And when you're out there among other people, you come to realize that people are looking for something. They're looking for something to believe in. Where are the leaders right now?
Dave?
Yeah.
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
This is Phil Hanson calling from Fairmont, Minnesota.
Hi, Phil Hanson.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
I got the email for Vigo. It's V-I-G-G-O at Skip Vigo.
.com.
Yes. And so then it's just Vigo twice in Git and then .com.
Yep.
And then I talked to Vigo before, and are you pretty much open for three-way calls anytime? I've got your phone number. It's 707-728-5164. Is that correct?
No. If you want to call me, the best thing to do is, because I'm on the road a lot now, is use my cell phone, 801-368-3138.
3138. Let me read that back. 801-368-3138.
And I appreciate what Cheryl said. She's one of the people that I do three-way calls with, and she's an awesome person in building Neekin.
Okay, and the other, Dave, I have your cell phone as 208-635-5563. Is that correct?
That's my home, and that's the best place to catch me, because I'm just usually about the house. Work at home. I like it.
Yeah. So this is the one to call. Okay.
I'm in Pacific time. Vigo is in Mountain time.
Okay. All right. Good. The other one more question is... this is going to be recorded. How's the best way to get this recording up?
Oh, okay. Good point. Go to Magnetic Leaders, magneticleaders.com/calls, and you'll see them all posted. And we've got quite a few already there, a library. And so take a peek. And if you have an iPhone or something like that, I've gone for walks and listen to them myself.
Now, say that again. Magneticleaders.com. .com.
Then / calls, C-A-L-L-S.
Oh, okay. that'll bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you very much for that information, and look forward to growing the business and meeting and seeing you guys again. I've met Dave, and of course, I have not met Vigo at this point, but like to.
So, you'll like it.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Hi, Dave. It's Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. How's it going?
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about some success that I've been having that I want to share with everybody on the phone so they can have it too. I've been using Vigo's 6-Step to Success Roadmap. And I'll tell you, Dave, it is so fantastic to be able to sit on the phone and have this chart hung up and have my new person on the phone all the way in Massachusetts, and I'm in Utah, and be able to take them through the 6 steps of commit, prepare, act, present, mentor, and then lead. They then feel confident in knowing that I have a roadmap, I know where I'm going, I know how to get them to where they're going, and then they can also do the same with their people. It's been so fun to do that. The other thing, Dave, that I've been doing is a ton of 21 clubs. For those of you new on the call, I can tell you that my people that wouldn't allow me to come into the door to talk to them about a business, they would let me come in the door to give them a Japanese massage. And from doing the 21 club, I've been able to sign up 2 new seniors and 4 distributors this month.
Cool.
And it's been so fun, Dave, and so rewarding. And it's funny because people's guards that go up about, you know, if you're just coming in to talk to them about a business, the guards go way down when you show them how much you care about them.
Now, people don't care how much you know as much as they know how much you care. Yeah.
Good morning, Dave. This is Vic Vaughn in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, my friend Vic, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you and Vigo as well. My question kind of plays off of the young lady who was on the phone just a moment ago. I've got some prospects that I'm about to schedule a rollout with. However, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? I've got the goal sheet from Vigo, and I've got the script that you graciously sent out for everyone to use, and I've got a rollout ready to go. Which one would come first, if there is a first or what have you?
Oh, golly, it could go either way. I would trust your gut by just the questions you maybe have already asked, because what Carrie mentioned is most people, if they've experienced a massage, and you say, hey, I'd like to come over. I want to show something to you. It's called a Japanese massage using magnetic energy, and it feels really good. Can I do that? Most people, Vigo mentioned when he does this presentation, and how many businesses would you like to have, and the biggest response you get is lots. Well, when you do a magnetic massage with someone, the biggest response I've ever heard is, I'll give you an hour to quit that. And it is a powerful thing to bond with. And I love that. I also love just contacting people with the new M strides, because everybody would like to be at the right place at the right time. And you start talking about, as Vigo mentioned, a billion-dollar product in Japan, and we have the opportunity to bring it to the U.S. It's only been for a couple of months, and has to do with energy, and you go over and just tell somebody to stand in their stocking feet on the M strides. They, within seconds, they feel just a warm energy in their feet, and often miracles happen. In fact, I'll tell Vigo's story. When I first actually met him, I could tell he was in pain, and we started putting product on him, which he was using for months, and it was a dramatic difference. But when the M-Stretch came out, we were in Las Vegas together at the New Kent Leadership thing. And that's where I first saw the Anastrides, and my first thought was, I'm going to try them on Vigo. And so we actually took the old Mag steps out of his shoes, put the new ones in, and when he stood up, it was instant. It was instant. Even though he was using the old product, when he stood up, he stood up taller, got a big smile on his face, and I said, hey, let's go for a little walk. And all of a sudden, he was moving, before, pretty slow. Now I would say, hey, slow down. and he just had this glow, this smile on his face with a better posture, everything. And that's happening again and again. And so I really love talking about that and teaching people just that makes it real simple. And if you want it to be duplicatable, you want it to be simple. And then you could definitely come back and do the rollout. Here's an actual experience that happened to me. We have some neighbors, and she was using the old Mag steps for quite a while, and with great success. But not too open to anything else. Just a Mag step customer. And in fact, when I talked to them about the new M strides, they said, "Well, no, we're happy. These are really working. I wouldn't even be able to walk without those," she told me. And I just said, "Hey, would you do me a favor? We've got a new product. I want you to just let me know if you can tell the difference. If I brought them by, would you try them for a couple of days?" And she says, "Well, yeah, I'd be happy to." She called me the next day and she says, "You know, the old ones, I made it so I could walk, but," she said, I still had pain 24/7. I need these." And so all of a sudden, her and her husband bought about four pair, and bought. And in visiting with her, I says, "How's the rest of everything?" And I talked to her before about things, but for some reason, just Mag steps, that's it. But for the M strides, she confided that she just doesn't sleep well, and so I let her borrow just my demo pack, and now I've sold a California King system, and so all because of the M strides, it's quite a door opener, because I think fundamentally, and it could begin with the 21 Club doing, as Carrie mentioned, going over and doing rollouts, but whatever it is to get people engaged and become friends, and then just get back with them, I think eventually people think, wow, this is amazing stuff, and then they quickly realize, wow, this is a great company, and then by connection, all of the products must be great, and you just follow up and introduce more and more product to them. Pretty fun stuff.
Well, great. You've given me a track to run on. I'm seeing the sequence, and that makes a whole lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. Thank you very much, gentlemen. You are gems amongst gems. Let me tell you that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're a gem too, and let's get Missouri rocking here, Vic.
Yeah. Seems like I'm the only one here, but that's a wide open market. Thank you.
Okay, you're the difference maker. We're counting on you then.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's after the hour. I appreciate you. Once again, Roger Drummer, next Saturday, same time. And if you get some people listening to Roger Drummer, they will be quickly mesmerized. And good stuff. So take care, everybody. And love you. I'm glad to have you on the team. And let's go make our family even bigger.